When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Crossover!
Oh, killer crossover!
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
Time for the crossover powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com.
Look what the cat drug in.
Yo! Thank you, cat.
Thank you, cat.
Josh back.
Hello.
Josh is back, and now he is a fan of baseball.
Let's go.
Look at his hat.
The Mariners, baby.
Oh, you can't make up
your damn mind. I was a Mariners fan when I was a kid. I'm just back in on the Mariners.
You're fraud.
Ken Griffey
fraud.
Jr. Yeah, okay, Ben Ichiro.
Okay, these two are in here commiserating during the break about, did you see the end of that Royals game? Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, I thought you were just sad about the Royals. I was sad for you and for my wife because you're
But you really weren't sad because it didn't happen to the Mariners.
You're a Mariners fan.
Mariners got a dub yesterday. Versus the Astros. I turned on updates. I get updates now.
Wow, all of your teams are playing bad baseball teams.
Wait, so you actually are a Mariners fan.
I'm wearing it. Do you see the hat?
Well, just because you wear a hat doesn't mean you're a fan of something.
I know. I turned on the updates on
we know Jack Mitchell.
On my Action Sports app, and now I follow
you get
the
Action 6 News app?
Oh, yeah. They let me know. It's a home run.
Is it Dave Weber? It's a
corn cob. He shows us a Mariners corn cob. Mariners.
Well, you do feed some fish corn.
Uh-huh. So that's true.
That makes sense.
I said I was a Mariners fan, and Stibbs said something like, you're an idiot, or welcome to hell. And it's like, I'm a Cowboys fan. Good in the 90s, bad now. This is how my life is.
Sports teams are bad. Really good in the 90s. They had one good year.
That's true. That's a good point.
No sports fan lives a happy existence. That's the whole point.
Oh, that's
unless
a
you're a
you're
Chiefs fan.
You're mad the whole time.
Well, yeah, even Chiefs fans are always mad.
Boston fans
are mad the whole time. Look at how sad they are.
So,
they win the Super Bowl every year. They're like, I hate everybody for not respecting us.
Just like Tom Brady would say, they got only 5 good years and 50 bad ones.
Exactly.
Do you remember Dirt and Sprague from 1080 The Fan in Portland? So we had breakfast with Dirt and Sprague. Do you know who Dirt and Sprague are?
I don't know a guy named Dirt.
All right. They host a radio show in Portland. Well, Riss and I, we had breakfast with them after their show on Friday, and we spent many minutes talking about Chiefs fans and just how insufferable they all are because they're never happy about their success. Yeah. They want us to say they're better than winning a championship. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
You're the best ever?
It's already the best.
I already said Mahomes is the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I make another statement here? Because it was
happy 93rd birthday to Willie Mays.
Well, again, the very annoying MLB Network ticker.
It's horrible.
Has just a giant thing that says "Happy 93rd birthday, Willie Mays." And I'm not against wishing Willie Mays a happy birthday.
It seems like you are, John.
No.
But
I am against the MLB Network ticker, which is the most obnoxiously large ticker. Most unnecessarily large ticker.
It is quite the ticker.
In all of sports television.
And they don't even put stuff on there. They just use it as a way to say happy birthday to Willie Mays and to remind you about the FanDuel Sportsbook, which is a great thing to remind people about.
Oh, sure. Promo code 1620.
Got him.
Code Happer. But, yeah, I mean, it's they don't put much information on there, actually.
Or they put just a lot of information. It's
all those lines.
You know,
it's like, here's what's coming up tonight, and here's what's coming up after that tonight.
Now, the obnoxiously large ticker isn't as obnoxious when it's during the talkie-talk shows.
That's true.
In the games, especially when it's coupled with a Bally Sports game, which has the most obnoxiously large score bug.
I think I might just drive to every Royals game now to avoid watching Bally's. It might be cheaper.
Why don't you text Jake Eisenberg? You have his phone number.
Jake.
Have him turn on his phone to record it, because then you wouldn't have any graphics.
That's true.
Be from the booth.
That's a good idea.
Or have you ever used your Zoom function on the picture?
Oh, it would look so bad though.
It wouldn't be all pixelated. No.
Yeah, it'd be a little pixelated.
Not really.
I don't.
Not if you have a good TV.
Not if you have a good TV.
Yeah.
It'd be a little pixelated though.
Just try it once. Just see.
Watch a Royals game on Zoom?
Yeah, just hit the Zoom function, and it should. Yeah. Well, it may only clip off half of it, because, again, the Bally scorebook takes up all of the
They're
screen.
Playing the Brew Crew tonight.
I would feel like I felt yesterday when I was sitting at the game. And so there's at Kauffman Stadium, there's the 100 section, which takes up about half of the lower bowl. Mm-hmm. And then there's the 200 section, which is still in the lower bowl, but it's just behind that.
Right.
There's a walkway in between.
Yeah.
And there's a handicap section behind. And or in front of the 200 section.
Sure.
And so I'm in the first row of the 200 section.
Uh-oh.
And there's nobody standing there the entire game. Nobody's sitting there. Nobody in the handicap section the entire game. I'm like, wow, this is really awesome. Great view. I love this game.
Baseball.
And here comes a guy, walks up, stands directly in front of me. Right in front of me. And so I can see
standing.
I can see the entire baseball field except for home plate. Exactly.
An important part of the baseball field, because that's where the at-bats happen.
I couldn't see anything that was happening at home plate.
Uh-oh.
All of a sudden the ball would just fly out, and I couldn't tell why that had happened.
What did you say, down in front?
And so I went up to the guy, and I was like, excuse me, sir.
Did you ask him if he's handicapped?
He was not. Mm. He very clearly was
problematic.
Not. And I said, sir, I can see literally everything except for home plate. Could you just move literally anywhere else? And he was like, oh, yeah, sure.
Was it simple?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Sure. Yeah. But that would be like me watching the Royals game on Zoom function, just everything without
home. I think what they should do is, you know how they have the ribbon boards in most stadiums?
Yeah.
They should actually put it down in front, so it would be like in front of the grandstands, but low.
Oh, yeah.
So that all fans that are watching have to look through the ribbon board to see the field.
There you go.
Then they can have the full Bally's.
This sounds like a
TV
great
experience.
Rob Manfred initiative.
Yes.
It definitely does.
Great idea, Rob.
Yes,
it definitely does.
You should pass that along via email to him. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could send it to him in 1620 the email.
Oh, there you go.
Great idea for you, Rob.
Rob, subscribe to our email.
Yeah.
Then he'd get the information. Uh-huh. Lickety split.
Please do.
Yeah.
Please do.
Be perfect.
Matt says the Fox College Football scorebug.
Oh, I remember that one with all the little weird.
Oh, we got some bad
things.
Bugs right now, for sure, in sports.
See, the issue that I have is actually less about bugs now, and it's more about bottom lines scrunching.
The picture.
Yes. So, John, I know you love the NBA. When you watch a game on NBA TV, for some reason,
it's nuts.
They scrunch it down. Like some networks, like ESPN, when they give us the scores, they'll sometimes do like the black pillars on the side. So it still is a normal picture. It's just tinier. NBA TV is just like, let's just scrunch it. And so everyone looks like Zion Williamson looks on all the other networks. They look fat.
It's like when the draft happens or when the NCAA tournament happens, they have their regular ticker.
Yes.
And then they have all of the other stuff that takes up about 30% of the screen on the left side. And so they scrunch it down.
Yeah.
And it's about 60% of what you would normally get if you're watching a full screen.
So dumb.
A lot of fun.
It's why I, as much as I have enjoyed over the years the like coaches, what do they call it? Coach's Corner or whatever for the Natty.
Uh-huh.
Because they have the all 22, but they also show us the coaches as they talk instead of the game.
It's nice.
Because it's like, I would love the X's and O's breakdown, but I don't want to watch it on a tiny screen.
Tiny baby screen.
Tiny baby screen.
Yeah. Not great.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as we now hit the 2 o'clock hour.
Welcome to Unsportsmanlike Conduct.
Oh.
This is the anniversary of the 1975 tornado. That basically went up 72nd Street. Now,
watch out. Tornadoes are a sore subject.
They are. And, of course, we don't, of course.
Josh doesn't even know about
this. That's true.
You've never heard of this.
You're not even of here.
Yeah, I know. I was in the air. I'm like, this is odd that I'm not at my home.
So you left and then a tornado hit?
It was 3 miles from my apartment. My dear friend was watching my dog. And I'm like, wow, this could be bad. Thankfully, it wasn't.
And you were just in the air. La-di-da-di-da. I'll take another Diet Coke, please.
A few miles. It was really close.
Had to be closer than your apartment, right?
It was. We live essentially on the same street, just you know, a few miles north and south of each other, but the same street that goes north and south.
Oh, okay.
But see, no, real quick before you get into what you were going to say. So on Southwest flights, you can log on to their Wi-Fi for free and get texts from either iMessage or WhatsApp. So WhatsApp is for people like John who doesn't have iPhones. But you can't get pictures.
Correct.
And links don't show up. So I keep getting all these videos sent, and it's like, can you believe this? Oh, this is horrible. And I'm like, I can't see any of this because I'm in the air right
now. I can't
now.
See it. It seems bad.
So I started turning my phone upside down because I was like, I don't want updates while I'm in the air because I can't really see anything, and it's just making me worried about everything. So anyway, there you go.
Well, then it's probably a good thing you didn't see my text until you landed.
Yeah, seriously. I land, and John's like, are your parents okay? And I was like, uh-oh, did something else happen?
Yeah.
So thankfully, then I realized, okay, that was from a little bit.
John was just bunkering down it.
Well, I didn't know what his flight schedule was.
How many hours of radio did you do that day?
Several. By himself. Oh, he was by himself.
Well,
too.
Yeah, but then you also popped in KETV, right?
Well, yeah, we only did about a 90-minute long program.
Wow, because then it was a lot.
Because
of
starting
stuff.
At 3:30, it was all tornado coverage until like 5:30, and then I did the last half.
I was wondering. Wow, that's wild. Yeah, I open up the YouTube every now and then just to see, like, once we landed, and just kind of scrub back and forth to see, like, can I tell when it's getting darker? Like, what's John's face? Is he just going to suddenly not be there anymore?
Mm. Yeah, cool. No, we went to Channel 7 for like 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, it didn't, it was, and I just watched a funnel cloud pass by the ballpark. It was a lot of fun. But this is the 49th anniversary of the 75 tornado, which harkens back to one of the best phone calls we've gotten.
We're going to turn off our microphones.
We're going to turn off the microphones.
It's a couple minute clip.
This is the, we're going to show the video for those of you who are watching in the stream, and this is the added bonus. You might hear occasionally someone trying to withhold laughter. That would be Josh, who was laughing at this
at various points.
Yes, at various points. It's better when you see it on video because you actually see Josh's reaction.
By the way, we are not going to play the entire 5-minute phone call, but this will be 2 minutes more.
It was a 5-minute phone call.
Because the first 3 minutes were about...
He was mad that somebody on this radio station was comparing Nebraska to Ohio State. And he was misunderstanding because we were talking about the schedules, right?
Yeah.
So that's how the conversation started. And it was actually a really good old man rant.
Oh, so funny.
Because he basically went on and on about how Nebraska sucks and we are not as good as we were in the Big Eight, blah, blah, blah. And then I, kind of chiding him because he was an old man, said, any thoughts on the 75 tornado? And that's how we got. And then it went 2 minutes later. So in honor.
Yes, 49th anniversary.
Of the 49th anniversary. And by the way, the part of the call that you don't hear, he mentions that he lives on Cumming Street. 69th and Cumming.
Some people think that's funny.
So here is caller Jerry as we remember the 75 tornado.
Oh, last thing, any memories of the 75 tornado?
Yes, our house got hit here on Cumming Street.
No way, really?
Yes.
And no one got hurt, though.
Four houses destroyed on this street. And across the street, east on 69th Street.
Nice.
It was a straight line down on the other side of the 69th, across from Lewis and Clark.
Yep.
It was not touched.
There you go.
This side was really touched.
Well, I'm glad you made it through. I'm glad everyone made it through grid.
I wasn't home, but my wife and children were at that time. And my wife has since passed on, but the children will never forget it. May 6, 1975.
Yeah, we just passed the, 47th anniversary.
That was just horrible.
Yeah.
In Omaha, I think we only had one death then.
There were three. I was just looking up some research. Josh, would you just settle down over there? There were three. But it was the most expensive, costliest tornado in American history at that time.
It was. That's right. It was just awful.
Yeah. Jerry.
Terrible.
Jerry, you have made my day. Not with the last story, but with everything else. Thank you.
The Hawkeyes won't be very good this year, I don't think.
Okay.
I would probably
agree. Fine regression candidate.
They don't have any quarterback. And haven't had. Their defense has been super.
It has.
But they got a heck of a coach over there who had 34 players in the NFL last year.
It's true. It's a good program. Jerry, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Good talking to you.
You bet.
Jerry,
great talking to you.
Hey, thank you, Jerry.
Wow. Wow, what a great call.
The best part was when, because I had, I'm familiar with the history of the 75 tornado. You said one person died, and I actually corrected him.
Oh, it was
and then
three.
Josh laughing at my correction of him. I mean, if this man doesn't run a death murder cult, I don't know who does.
Why did you feel the need to correct him, though, on, the, well, on three times the amount of deaths?
Well, because it was important for the historical context. Mm.
You could have waited till
afterwards. Why are you criticizing me? He's the one. He's smiling. He's smiling.
I mean, he did have a way of delivering that was pretty amusing, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought Jerry got his point across in a very amusing way.
Yeah, yeah. And then he wanted to rip on Iowa at the very end. Well, I guess kind of celebrate Iowa. Kind of talking about their good defense.
Iowa. Yeah.
It was
definitely blowing at 69th and coming. 49
Jeff goes, OMG, I forgot about the off-the-cuff nice. Your reaction when I say nice made me, when I watched it this morning again, I laughed so hard.
And then he brought it back down. He's like, well, my wife and kids were home at the time. We're like, oh, what's going to happen here?
How about Nick with the beard back in 2022?
Oh, I didn't even see the video.
Yeah.
I was actually distracted by our old graphics.
Yes. I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing.
That was from 2022.
Uh-huh.
So when did he call? Like, what time of the year?
Early. It was May 12th, and it was like the first hour of the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I feel like I was out here, and I remembered it, that it came in afterwards.
For some reason, I thought it was in the crossover, and it wasn't. It was later.
Yeah, it was right after that.
Yeah, I think I was out here listening, and then I barged in afterwards, like, what just happened? Great job by Jerry.
Very hairy situation that
Shout out Jerry.
69th and coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hope Jerry didn't, you know, move out west.
Haven't heard from Jerry in a while, right? Did he call one time after
I don't know if Jerry has.
Jerry, are you okay?
Jerry, if you're out there, let us know.
Yeah. If you have any more takes about Iowa, please let us know.
Or the 75 tornado.
75.
Because it is more relevant today, you know.
Well, next year we'll do it again. We'll celebrate the 50th anniversary. What is that, the silver anniversary?
No, silver is 25. Golden is 50.
The golden anniversary?
Yeah, golden is 50. 75 is diamond. I don't know. 100.
I thought 75 was platinum or is 100 platinum. One of those
I don't
platinum.
Know what 100 is.
All right, let's look up.
100 is old.
100 is old. It's like, why,
it's
you made
your
it?
Old anniversary.
You made it this far? Yeah.
75 is diamond.
All right, here we go. 55 gold. Wow, 55th is.
55 gold?
Or 50 gold. Oh. 55 is emerald.
Emerald. What 60th a great gemstone.
Is diamond. Oh, 60th is diamond.
65th is blue sapphire. 70th is platinum. And then 80th is oak.
So there's not a one for a 75?
Apparently not.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
What are we coming up on the oak anniversary of? The 80th anniversary of something.
Yeah, what happened, John, in 1944?
A
lot.
A lot happened in 1944.
There's a ton.
And the under hits.
Wow. Anybody have any oak to celebrate?
It's almost the oak anniversary.
Wow. Wow. John, what are you coming upon for your old marriage thing, the old shindig? How long have you guys been married?
That was last week. It was 25.
Oh, did you do something silver?
No, we didn't.
Mm. Happy anniversary. I didn't know that it was 25.
Yeah.
Look at John.
Yeah.
Where are you at, Happer? How many anniversaries? Will this year be?
Three.
We had our anniversary on the exact same day.
Yeah,
you were gone
on the
for
same
it.
Day.
Oh, yeah. You went to the Alex Jones
Hotel. Alex Jones place.
Leather.
The
Alex Jones concert.
Yes.
Did you get your wife leather?
That's the leather anniversary?
You're with me leather.
Mm.
It's the Chris Berman anniversary.
Must have forgot to get the leather.
By the way, there is on this website, caketoppers.co.uk. It also has modern gifts rather than old
that's
school
good. What
gift.
Are some of those?
So for three-year anniversaries, crystal or glass. Could have bought her a pint glass or something.
That would have been good.
For 25th, John, it's still silver, so sorry.
Still has to be
crap.
Silver.
Yeah. So like here we go. For like the 13th anniversary, the old school is lace. The modern gift is textiles. What the hell is a textile?
Well, textiles, that's just fabric. That's textile industry.
Just get like a shirt.
Well, the year before is silk or fine linen. That kind of sounds like the same gift to me.
Well, it's just a specific text.
Sixth is sugar.
Oh, sugar.
Just get a big bag of sugar.
Big cake.
Yeah, here you go.
Here's some sugar golden smacks.
There you go. Enjoy. So there you go.
Big fan of sugar golden smacks, by the way.
Golden smacks?
That's, have you ever heard of Super Golden Crisp?
Is that a cereal?
Yes.
Then yes.
Sugar Smacks is the same thing, just different company.
Oh, by the way, Odson says, brilliant, stumbling right into that. And then Charles says, leather anniversary, what is happening? And then YouTube user, according to Michael Connor, just celebrated his fourth anniversary. Did I miss something? Was there something else
that
happened
last week?
Okay, I didn't know if I'd missed a funny joke from last week.
No.
Always sad when you miss out on inside jokes.
No, I don't know. I think you're good.
Mm. It could have went right over my head. I'm not sure. Mm. But as far as I know, it was the third. It was the third anniversary.
Steve writes, the tornado of 75 happened on my 9th birthday. Happy birthday today then, Steve. He says, we drove into town to celebrate. The skies got scary. The sirens went off. We turned around and left. I was pissed.
Mm. I was going to say, and we went to the races at Exarban.
Mm-hmm. That means that Steve is 58 years old.
Means happy 59.
Birthday, Steve. 59 years.
He said 9th birthday. No, you're right. 58. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Happy 58th birthday,
58th
Steve.
58th birthday, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
What's the 58th anniversary textile?
There was nothing on there, sadly, for 58.
Insulation, I believe.
Mm.
I believe it's insulation.
Yeah. Is there any of them that revolve around, like, fixing a flooded basement?
Did that happen to you?
Yes.
That happened to me.
Yeah.
What?
At the same time? It just happened to you too, Joey?
Just happened to me a couple days ago. Woke up on Saturday morning, stepped into a flooded bedroom floor.
Oh, no!
In my basement apartment.
So it was water main or some kind
I got a sump pump issue that has not been completely resolved clearly. And so when I returned from a lovely day in Kansas City yesterday, I found that things were wet. Not good.
Did you have any carpeting?
Luckily, no. It was in the sub-basement, as we've talked about before, which is unfinished. But there's just a lot of stuff down there.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yep.
Yeah. The
problem with me is this is the second time it's happened with me. So trying to talk to my landlord and they're not communicating well.
Oh,
classic landlord.
See, you're going to want to.
I'm looking at apartments right now.
Good. Good job.
Smart by Joey.
Mine is at least my own shortcomings.
Yeah.
And not fixing things.
And is it worse to come home to that or to have already been there? After a long travel day, dumb debate. Is it worse to come home to what you came home to, or if you would have been there already that day and it would have happened?
It's coming home to it because you're coming home. Yeah. You're like, and you're kind of tired.
You're probably
like,
tired.
Relax,
you're probably ready to go to bed.
It was an hour and a half rain delay. It was a 10-inning baseball game. I'm like, all right, best case scenario, we get home at 8:30. Best case scenario happened. Got home 8:30. I was ready to relax for a couple hours before I work on some stuff.
And then your whole night was ruined.
Exactly, John.
Yeah, see, that's the worst.
I was going to be because
if you'd have been home, maybe you could have mitigated some of the damage.
Yeah, actually, okay, so kind of a butterfly effect situation. So I wore. I don't know if you guys saw it last week. I got this nice new Royals like kind of jacket, like very powder blue.
Yeah.
Nice
you
thing.
Were
I bought it.
Yeah,
I was very happy with it. I was happy with the purchase. And I decided that it was going to be the perfect temperature to wear it to the Royals game yesterday.
Nice.
And I was very excited. And then I go to eat barbecue, and I spilled just a little speck of barbecue.
Mm.
And I thought, damn it, I knew I was going to do that. And so I had to live with it all day long. Get home and
just put it in the water on the floor.
My wife would not have gone downstairs to that part of the house had I not spilled barbecue on my shirt.
Oh,
you might not have discovered it until much later.
I still may not have discovered it to this moment.
Oh,
that's good.
You don't go down in the basement that often?
Not the sub basement, it's the basement below the basement.
Oh, see, that's where I keep my beer fridge.
That's where he tortures people.
Because there was no laundry that needed to be done.
Oh.
And so, thank God for me spilling a little barbecue on my shirt.
That's awesome.
Yesterday at lunch.
I've never heard of anyone excited to spill barbecue on themselves.
You never know.
That's true.
Next time it happens to you, say, maybe I'm going to discover something I need to discover.
Exactly.
Perhaps.
That's definitely
that would have sucked. If you wouldn't have noticed it for days.
I'd be a lot happier of a person right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have a lot probably more sleep. I would have had a better show today probably.
Yeah. Oh.
But I'd be oblivious to the fact that my basement was exploding.
I wonder at a certain point if he would have noticed a smell.
Maybe.
Like, it's a little, maybe. Why is it so musty in here?
Yeah.
Probably if it got too much further, I would have had to have been working on
how deep was the water?
I mean, it covered the entire floor, and it wasn't deep at all, but, you know, a layer.
Like a half inch?
It had been working on it for a little while, clearly. Yeah.
A YouTube user says, tell us more about the barbecue. Where did you go? What did you order? The people need answers. I was wondering the same thing, actually.
I went to Q39, as I usually do. Lunch in Kansas City, as I go to very often. I was worried that it was going to be just lunch in Kansas City without a baseball game because of all the rain and the tarps.
Sure.
I got the I got the judge's plate, which you get to pick three meats.
Nice.
I got, so which meats?
I got brisket.
Good choice.
They did not offer burnt ends in that thing, so you have to get a side of them, which I did not do yesterday. So I went burnt endsless. Brisket, ribs, and a smoked chicken, which was good. It's like a chicken thigh. It was really good. I had never done that before. I usually get sausage. And then I got some mac and cheese on the side. French fries.
How many ribs do you get with it?
You get two ribs, but it's really like four. It's
their ribs are big.
Yeah.
I remember I've gotten the ribs at Q39.
They're not my
before.
Favorite ribs. They're like a little too fall off the bone for me.
Yeah.
I prefer other Kansas City barbecue joint ribs.
Joe's?
Yes.
Yeah. Those Joe's
have,
is my
that
favorite.
That place has good ribs.
Amazing.
For sure. But we go to Q39 mostly because you can they take reservations. So I needed to go right at 11. To get to the ballpark by the time I wanted to get
come
to the
find out, you didn't need to get
come
to the ballpark.
Find out, I didn't need to get a reservation.
That's
at
a good
all.
Point.
Exactly. But had I not, maybe I wouldn't have spilled barbecue on my chest.
Again, yeah, we're talking about quite the situation.
Yeah.
A lot of things working together in that regard. So it was an eventful day yesterday.
Mm. Dave has suggested that next year, in honor of the 50th anniversary, we should do the show, The Grum from 69th and Coming.
Oh my God. What's at 69th and Coming?
Houses.
It's just a
and then
right?
Was it Lewis? Is it Lewis and Clark? What's
well,
the middle school?
See,
there?
I was gonna say, is that 60? Because it veers off.
Yeah.
If you take Underwood,
yeah.
Like sometimes I will take Underwood when I leave here to
yeah.
go do something else, and eventually it turns into Cumming Street, right over by the school.
Well, 69th and
well,
there's
Cass.
Houses.
That turns into Cass.
Cass, my bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See,
not Cumming.
Oh wait, yeah, you're right. Never mind.
Cumming,
I'm thinking of something
Cumming
else.
Hits. No. Cumming hits 69 in a T.
Nice.
So, Cumming stops at 69th.
Oh, bummer. At the age?
So, there's just 69th
yeah.
and Cumming.
And then there's a few houses, and then Cumming continues at 67th and keeps going.
Any of our friends east. Know a house that listens to the station? Maybe a fine friend of the Grum.
Yeah, like who lives at 6901 Cumming Street?
Well, yeah, it's an interesting you say that because I'm looking at the house map right now, and it says 6901 Cumming.
Oh, perfect. Pull up the assessor and see who lives there.
Yeah.
Pull I don't want to creep on these people.
I want to find out if they like us. Do you like our radio station?
Are you in our demographic?
Can we do the Ooh. Show from your house?
You know what's odd?
Nick, head over there and check their internet line for us.
you want to know what's odd? So I just clicked on the satellite view, right? Yeah. So you're looking around and you see that house and you see that house and you see the trees. But when you spin around and get to 6901 Cumming,
oh!
It's blurred out.
Whoa. Interesting.
So maybe what is happening at 6901 Cumming?
It's like everybody flocks to Walter White's house in Albuquerque. It's probably that because it's 6901 Cumming. They're like, wow, that's funny. Let's go there and take
and
pictures.
And they were like, stop it. Stop coming to our house.
Hey.
And he said Cumming.
And would you like a Seinfeldian way of bringing it all together? When this picture was taken, the house next door has a Thrasher truck in the driveway. Thrasher who does basement work.
Plumbing.
Interesting.
It's as if God is telling you something.
Very, very interesting. Maybe that's who I need to call.
Maybe you do.
Yeah, it is. And no matter where you go, if you keep going, the house is blurred out.
6901 Cumming Street.
It is. I mean, no matter if you know how you do the hit the arrow and it takes you around the block. Everywhere you turn, the house is blurred.
I went
out.
To somewhere called redfin.com. Never heard of this.
Redfin.
But I have a photo of it, John. I'm going to put my hand over it so you can't see it. The interior looks pretty nice at old 69th and Cumming. I like this house. Man, I would want to.
Wow, you
Whoa,
see
look it? At the fridge. That's weird. It's
look,
like.
Look at the damn assessor's value.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
somebody lives there that doesn't want people
the
to know.
The home is currently off market.
Well, somebody lives there.
Well, interesting that you mentioned that, Josh, because there's a for sale sign in the Google Maps picture.
Oh, wow.
Oh, maybe that's why it's blurred, John. I don't know why that would be the case.
Well, yeah, why would that be the case?
It was actually just sold.
Wait, nice.
That's a different one. Okay, I apologize. I've never been on redfin.com.
Well, anyway.
For garage.
Let's put the bug in somebody's ear. Let's get the sales department on it. If any one of these homeowners would like to host us next year at this date for the 50th
anniversary.
Yeah,
I need to hear the new one.
Josh, yeah, you haven't been here since that has been.
No, you really don't need to hear the new
one. We love the theme song, of course. It's very good.
Yeah, no,
Chewy
it's
John
great.
Has
it's
changed.
Just,
I have
fantastic.
I have seen many comments. There have been group chat messages that have been popping off about the new theme.
The people are talking about the new host coffee.
We're not going to say what they're saying, but they're talking about it.
Well, I've got some things to say.
Uh-huh.
It has nothing to do with music.
Interesting.
You get used to it after a while.
Do we have one of those coming up soon, Joey?
Oh, it's gotta be. Of course we do. It's in every break, practically. Between him and Greg McDermott, we hear him all the time.
We do hear about Greg.
Not the next break.
There it is, Everlevel.
Two breaks away.
All right. Oh, there's Greg. There's Coach Mac. Coach Mac will be showing up.
All right. I look forward to this. I cannot wait to have a take. The house, by the way, was last sold on September 29th, 2022.
That wasn't long after we talked to caller Jerry.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it was later that year.
I wonder if that's Jerry's house.
Three beds, 3.5 baths, 2,095 square feet, was built in 1960.
That might be Jerry's house.
That is awesome. Congrats on the home, Jerry. It looks lovely.
It's a great looking home.
These are great photos. They did some excellent remodeling for such an old home. Look at that remodeling.
That is beautiful.
My God, I want to live at 69th and Cumming, and not just for the bit. Wow. Shout out to the remodelers.
You and Riz should buy it. Then we can do the show from 69th and Cumming.
This sounds amazing. Look at that fridge. It's in the wall. It's up. Look at that. It's up and in the wall.
How did they do that?
Wow. I want to know something. I want to go over to this house. I want to see this house. I want to shake its hand. All right.
Well, that'll be great.
Awesome.
It'll be a perfect house to do the show from next year.
By the way, just got a message. I will leave the person anonymous, but it says, speaking of home addresses, 1620. Should I even read the cross street? I'll leave the rest of it blank.
Cumming?
No, I wish. Has a big, fat old guy who lives there who sits on the front porch all day with no shirt on.
That's awesome.
That sounds like one of our listeners.
You think that's Jerry?
Maybe it's Jerry. That sounds like a promo that Mike Thompson used to. Hey, buddy, do you live at 1620 and are you fat?
Is that a feature of the house? Like, you just go by, there's a big, fat guy out there all the
1620,
time?
1620,
the song. Your kids have a neck tattoo? Did your wife just get hit by a bus?
Hey, buddy.
Oh,
remember, it's still AM radio.
They were always
remember,
so specific.
Radio, yes.
Did you just have to come back to Omaha to go to the dentist's office? Like, oh, interesting.
That's weird.
Why is that in the promo?
Are you projecting something?
Oh, man. Awesome.
Incredible.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Joey Market,
so.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
There yep, just Perfect. Tell everybody who needs to
the
be
The best
told.
Part of this Best Of crossover...
Nick won't include it!
...is that there's another Best Of in it because we played something from 2022.
But you're right. Nick wasn't involved in this one.
He won't pick.
Away.
This will not make the limit.
Oh, sorry. I left
He'll
it
He'll pick
out.
Ones that I'm not in.
Yes, exactly. It's like, oh, Jack Mitchell was here.
Huh. But he won't pick ones that he wasn't in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very
Travis, even when it's...
Well, okay. Then let's just... If we're going to do... If he's not going to pick it anyway, let's just crap on him. How would Nick have ruined today's crossover?
Great question.
Oh, that's an awesome question.
What a fun question.
I mean, what things did we say here over the last
that he would have
25
opined
minutes
about
that,
and been
that would
wrong
have just,
about?
That which would have veered us off into a terrible, terrible
He would course. Have had a He would have had a very specific opinion on the house at 6901 Cumming Street. He would
think
have known.
So?
He would have known.
I don't even think we would have gotten there. I think we would have
Maybe
focused
not,
too much
yeah.
on baseball. We would have talked about baseball for a half hour because I'm wearing a Mariners hat. I think we just would have stayed there. And he would have updated us on his weird team.
Yeah, well, you know what he's doing. You know what he did this weekend, right?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Are you interested?
Sure.
Well, he informed us on what was it, Friday, John, that he told us about this? That he was going to be taking a trip down to
Emporia, Kansas.
Emporia, Kansas.
Why?
To go check out the professional disc golf tour.
No. Fraud! Exclamation point.
And then proceeded to tell us about all of the players on the disc golf tour.
Yeah, and the one woman is from what?
On the
four
air?
Weird country?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
During the crossover. It took
and
like
what
10
was,
minutes.
What was McMahon's name?
Oh,
Eagle.
Yeah.
Eagle,
Eagle
McMahon,
McMahon
is one of the top three.
Did he do this when Severe was it?
No, it was just me and it was me, Josh, and
oh, it was just Esther, yeah.
No offense to Oddson, but bummer.
Oh, yeah, it was Oddson.
It would have been
awesome.
Really
yeah.
funny if
yeah.
Michael would have been here for that. Really funny. Yeah. Really funny.
So that's what he's doing. So you go check out some of his socials. He took some.
Wow, I missed this whole thing. I did see when he made his girlfriend a disc or something. He put that on Instagram. I made her a disc.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what
that
mean.
Was a couple weeks ago.
Remember when he got really mad at me when...
Which time?
When he talked about how he dyes discs.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, why didn't you just buy him that way?
He was so pissed. He was so mad at you. He was so pissed.
And he'll never hear this.
Because he won't pick it because
Sad.
He wasn't in it.
He'll start and be like, oh, I wasn't there that day. Nah.
Canceled.
Cutting room floor.
Jed writes, who I'm sure appreciated all of the 69th and coming talk today.
Very much so.
Nick would have ruined the crossover by turning on his mic.
Nice.
Nice. Steve says Nick would have had issues with landlords. Oh, we would have veered off on landlords quickly.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
To be fair,
true.
I stand with Nick on that, but yeah. It would have just.
I mean, it's not that most landlords are great anyway.
One person says, quoting Nick, actually, I'm pretty sure it's illegal to read addresses on the air.
He would have dumped all of it.
Yeah, he
would have dumped the whole segment.
Yeah, definitely.
Not this guy.
Mm.
Thank you, Joey.
Or he probably would have, you know, told us all about his frothing weekend.
That's what would have happened. We would have got sidetracked on that for sure.
So it would have been something like this.
And then Eagle McMahon, he got an eagle on the third hole.
He laughs like Goofy now.
Fuck it. He's not gonna hear it anyway. So I'm fine.
Sorry, folks. Moose out front. Should have told you.
By the way, one more thing.
More Moose.
Talking
Nick,
about
we love you.
We love Nick.
In case you are listening.
Yeah, he's not.
He's
nobody's listening.
We miss you, Nick.
Cody writes, like Connor found water because of spilled barbecue, I recently found a leaking pipe because my heater was not working correctly. So always a butterfly effect, but now have ordered new water sensors.
There you go.
Wow.
Let's follow that thread all the way.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Happy New Year again.
Happy yep. New Year.
Happy
One
New
more
Year,
time.
Everyone.
One more time.
Just in case you didn't catch it the first time.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Connor, have a great day.
Thank you.
I Happer, will. Have a lovely day.
I plan on it.
Awesome.
Bye, Connor.
Goodbye, Joey. Good to see you.
Good seeing you.
And we will start the Grum next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.